Everyone, we're in the last 2 weeks of the liturgical year, week 33, week 34. And for the last 2 weeks every year, the readings really shift and focus on meeting God when he comes, on meeting Christ when he comes. And it's most helpful if we recall that he comes all the time, every day. He comes to us all the time, and we don't want to miss him. And in today's gospel and in the first reading, the biblical writers are saying we miss his coming when we're too immersed in the good things of creation. If we're too immersed, too attached in the good things of creation, it don't open up to the eternal. And they give examples, Noah, Lot. You notice it doesn't say they missed God's coming because they were doing bad things. They were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. And so what are two signs? It's really hard to do, right? Not to get attached to the beautiful things of creation. Two signs, two warnings for us maybe to take with us today, where this fine line starts to tip in the wrong direction. One, when we start living out of a fear of losing what's been given, instead of out of gratitude for what I have. A fear of losing instead of gratitude for having, to enjoy what's been given to me today. And then secondly, the gospel holds up as a model of how not to live, of why the wife of Lot. Not to live like the wife of Lot, who looked back at what was left behind. A sign that we're not doing well is to live in regret. To live in regret of the past. Regret of what could have been instead of what God is doing now. So for us to turn away and not to turn away from regret, waiting for the Lord to do his good stuff today. Let us do that.